Just want to do a quick shout out to someone who I know is listening, to Sean, who works at Tesco's. I hope you are having fun driving around Stafford.
Tesco's or another supermarket brand of a similar name, possibly.
Well, anyway, I hope you're having fun on your duty, and I'll catch you later. So, but other than that, let's get back to the show.
All right, well, we're back again, and it's the second of our two shows. So me and Tom thought we'd come in a bit of fancy gear, and we've actually got Tom in the studio. Tom, could you give us a holler?
Holder.
And Harry, can we have a... Harry's standing in for Shell. Shell's not here this week, but we'd like to thank her again for coming in and being so fantastic.
Shell's filming
today.
So lovely.
Which, in fact, is where I should be.
Yeah, you should be here and I should be there. No, we're not going to cover that while we're on the air. But me and Tom have come in some rather fancy gear, so...
It is very fancy. You do have quite nice shades today.
We're in leather and we're in our shades, so we've got a track here, just for the sake of...
My jackets, my shades.
Can we have this track on? Just because we're dressed fun for the day. Are we on? Are we going? Because we had a few drinks on Friday night to celebrate a lot of work getting done in. And we dressed up in leather and drank some beer, get drunk. And we decided to have this. And carry on.
Born. The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 I made you. I'll break a thousand more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Rich woman beg, and I make a good woman steal. I make an old woman.
Yeah, so we just.
There you go. That was to George Thorogod.
It doesn't matter who it was by.
To the bone.
That was dedicated to us, just because we're all levered up, and I think that was well worth playing. Mm. You can't see it, but we're gonna have pictures. So if you want to email our show's website, email address fgk@hotmail.co.uk. You should know it by now. You've seen the posters going around. Email us, and if you want to see some of the pictures, we can prove to you how levered and laced up we really are. We can send you some. You've got some stuff you want to play now. You've got a lot to do as well.
I've got a song I'd like to play, but just before that, I'd like to give you a few contact details.
Yes, please.
I'm going to do the Sugar FM contact details first, and then Dave can give our FGK details.
Okay.
If you'd like to text the studio on 07757454668 for any song requests, or email us at studio@sugradio.co.uk. So Dave, what is FGK?
It is again fgk@hotmail.co.uk. And you need to know this, right? We'll tell you again in a minute. We got Chaz is going to give us a song, but you need to know the text line number and the one of those two email addresses, because we've got a few competitions, we've got some prizes, but we're going to come to that in a minute. So make sure when we come back after the next song, you've got a pen and paper, otherwise you just won't win. And there's no losers on Shug, so, you know, don't even bother listening.
Okay,
you suck.
Well, the next song that I'm going to play is a favourite of mine. I don't know if Harriet might like it as well. It's a favourite of mine.
Harry?
Bullet for My Valentine, all these things I hate. Yeah, okay.
Once more I'll say goodbye to you. Things happen but we don't really know why. If it's supposed to be like this, why do most of us ignore the chance to miss? Oh yeah. Torn apart if it seems that my dreams turn to tears. I'm not feeling this situation. Run away, try to find that safe place you can't hide. It's the best place to be when you're feeling like me.
Thunder! 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 Thundercats! I'm going too high!
Hello and welcome back!
We've got more of them as well. We've got loads of little sound bites hidden in the show.
Got so many
for
indeed.
Fun.
For fun, lots of fun. Right, we're just going to go over the contact details again, because
yes.
We're going to explain what the prizes are today. So, for Shug FM contact details, you can text the studio on 07757 454668. or email us at the studio@shugradio.co.uk. And the FGK details, Dave?
FGK@hotmail.co.uk. We'll give you them again in a minute, because it's really important you have them, because if you haven't got the contact details, you can't really take part, and that's just not fair. We don't want to, you know, deprive any of you. Listen to this. This is the sound of paper on the air. That's horrible. Right, well, the games we've got... Sorry, that was a bit random. I was really fancy doing it. It's my show, our show. We can do what we like.
Yeah,
exactly. Can we have another paper rustle?
Yeah, definitely.
No pies this week, so we're going to do paper rustles instead. Right, look, simply put, we've got loads of games, right? And I've got to tell you, man, there might be a lot of competition for you, because apparently... our podcast has been the most downloaded. Have you heard this?
I know. I couldn't believe
I've downloaded it about 19 of the 20 times it has been downloaded.
Oh, I must be that other one
so,
then.
Yeah. That means my mum hasn't bothered to listen yet. Thanks, yeah. Mum.
Thanks, Mum.
She was asleep when we were on last week.
My mum couldn't get it last week.
Oh, well, was Dad out or something? Dad not around? Does he do shit night shifts or something?
No.
Okay, I think we're going to move on a bit.
Yeah, please do.
I'm going to mention your dad again in a bit. Anyway, the point is... we've got these games. We've got a lot of games to go through, so just have fun with what you can do. We've got loads of prizes. We've got a couple of goodie bags. We've got an event. If Jessica M... Can I see the name on your hat, please? Because we've got a person who's going to give us tickets to an event, and we want to give them away, but we can't do it until we see her with the details. So if Jessica M. Price, or someone who knows her, lovely Jess, could get her up to the studio with the tickets, because we need to give them away, and we need her to come up, help and come up and promote them, because...
What are these tickets for, or am I not allowed to say?
I don't want to say until we've got them, but if we do the game, and if someone wins, we'll try and get in contact with Jess, and then we'll promote it afterwards, so everyone knows about it. Basically, the games we got last week we had Telly Addicts on. This week we thought we'd just change it a bit and we're just going to Movie Buffs.
More Movie Buffs. I love the movies.
Yeah. And do you know, have you listened back to the podcast? No one could hear what was going on in the studio. And you were deprived. We were robbed from that because we did have a bit of a bad reception.
Yeah.
So if you are listening to the podcast from last week, please make sure you download it, then listen to it, because it is a better audio quality. It only counts as one listen on our tables, but we don't really care to be first. We just want you to hear the show in the best quality that's provided. So we've got Movie Buffs. If you think you know your movies, your movie tunes, get up here. We're in the Beacon Building, C309, to take part for Movie Buffs. You're going to win either way, because there are no losers on the show. Right, now, if you're not able to come to the Stafford, up to Stafford's show and into the Beacon Building, and if we've got apparently people listening in Germany now.
Oh,
so if
nice.
You are in Germany, or if you're... We've got some London listeners. We've got a woman who was listening in Bournemouth, so I want to give... What's the name again?
Vicky
Seavey. Vicky Seavey, if you're listening again, Vicky, thanks again for listening. But, you know, you've been beaten
thank
by the Germans
much,
now.
Vicky.
So if you want to email or text us on the details, we'll give you again in a second. We have three competitions. If you've seen or not seen the posters, I don't know. We've got Biggs, upcoming UK hip-hop sensation, is... we got a couple of freebies and excuses to give away, and that's going to go to the person who, by text or email, we're not going to discriminate against technology.
I just want to say something to Sean, who texted me.
Oh, yeah, Sean, can you read it out now?
Yeah.
Before we forget.
Sean, don't ever admit that you work in Tesco's anyway.
See?
You shouldn't just admit working in Tesco's.
See, we do read our texts and our emails, so
exactly.
Make sure you do it. Okay, if you want to try and win the Biggs freebies exclusives, we're going to play you a track. Is it next? Oh, no, we've got one coming in a minute.
Biggs is in a minute. We've
all right,
got
so we'll mention that.
Poor Blimey by Biggs in a bit, but we're going to play
Strange World,
M.O.T.
Right, if you want to win an MOT thing, just email us and or give us a text, because the guys have given us so many CDs. They've been really fantastic. So we're just going to randomly give them out to people. If you want one, just add an email. Can you put me in the list for it? So we're going to give you Strange World now off of their demo. It's a fantastic demo. If you just want to get that playing, I can't see where my list.
All right, then. This is Strange World by MOT.
Very getting old. Only time can tell now as the markets grow bare. I want to turn to someone, but there's nobody there. I want to turn to someone, but there's nobody there. I want to turn to someone, but there's nobody there. The people here, the weather, are never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever gonna change.
Fancy yourself as the next Madonna, Shane or Girls Aloud, get yourself down to the Litton Tree this Wednesday for our famous karaoke night. All drinks are just £1.75 from 8 through 10, and with you at the microphone, it's the best way to end your weekend. Don't forget, we also show all the big screen sporting fixtures during the day, and we're open till at least 1 a.m. The Litton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Hello, welcome
Hello.
Back.
Strange World, MOT.
Yes, yeah,
We're giving them away. We've got so many prizes. We're going to mention the details again, but we're going to try and get another one of their tracks on because they're a blinding band. We're going to see if we can fit it in during the show. If, in fact, we don't have time, then, who's on after us next? It's Joe and Lee Show. They're on from 7 o'clock. And
but
I think,
isn't apparently someone covering for their show?
I don't know, but they did want to cover some MOT because they quite liked it.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and get in. We've got a very different song from the demo. It's a 14-track demo. It's fantastic. Okay, so if you're interested, email contact us. And now this is Biggs. This is the UK hip-hop sensation. Really funny, really great. Check it out. This is Call Blimey by Biggs. We're going to have some gear of his to give away, and we'll tell you how you can win the prizes of these great bands in a moment. This is Call Blimey. Go ahead and FGK.
Call Blimey, who's that fat guy in a convertible Mini?
Oh, look at that. It's a convertible.
Oh, dear. And he's blinging in all sorts.
Parabizzle. Your boy Biggs. A double L aside, yeah, yeah.
Call Blimey.
Look at that fat boy in the Mini Convert, singing bars like
Call Blimey.
With a pinky ring blinging, and best believe this is the beginning.
Call Blimey.
Look at that fat boy in the Mini Convert, singing bars like
Call Blimey.
With a pinky ring blinging, and best believe this is the beginning. Okay, sound to there, we recording up.
Yeah, mate.
Strict flat to the top. Let's get to it, get the show on the road. Ladies and gentlemen, behold, you're not about to witness taking over this UK hip hop. For that boy, the fat boy, the Billy and Black boy, across the team, Biggie and Pac boy, with a style of a modern day cool G rap boy. I live the life, you should know what I mean. Made though, see more ice than Torval and Dean. And right now, at this instant, I'm flowing like water. I could go rowing like Matthew Pinson. The instant persistence, it gets me right. You could clock me from a distance the way that I shine. I'm the one that's overweight, taking over overnight. For the show for over Range Rover, yeah, you know the vibe.
Call Blimey.
Look at that fat boy in the Mini Convert, singing bars like
Call Blimey.
With a pinky ring blinging, and best believe this is the beginning.
Call Blimey.
Look at that fat boy in the Mini Convert, singing bars like
Call Blimey.
With a pinky ring blinging, and best believe this is the beginning. I'm moving shy, shit in the club, but yeah. Not the diamond in the dirt. But I'm looking for a diamond in the sky, sipping on a little. Is looking for a grinding after work while my crew stays shining in converse. Do you feel me? Keep dropping flows like a bad habit. Plus, I love glow. I fiend for the carrots like a rabbit. How I spend my time, I like to spend on time. Rolex, Cartier, and design the lines. Keep dropping flows just to make sure you feel it. You don't know. Check my birds out on Cowboy and Remix. It'll make you cry. You've been needing some cleaning. Cause your girl believe in you like
big squeeze.
Even though I be from the street, still big, still fat, still gully, still sexy, still stay getting money. Still flash, still hot. Still real, still cold like fat and still, yeah, playing with the honey.
Call Blimey.
Look at that fat boy in the Mini Convert, singing bars like
Call Blimey.
With a pinky ring blinging, and best believe this is the beginning.
Call Blimey.
Look at that fat boy in the Mini Convert, singing bars like
Call Blimey.
With a pinky ring blinging, and best believe this is the beginning. Just look like
cats that wanna act all scandalous, but the only baguette you get from me will be in a sandwich lap. And besides that, I never roam besides rap. In my life besides rap, cause I will pay for that, and that's besides tax. Can't give you 16, couldn't give you nothing less. I don't wanna end up like R. Kelly, I guess. I told you, boy, I'm an A-double-L-I-A-N-C-E soldier, boy. Dudes that say they wanna batter me, they flatter me. Talking my name so much, they catch a cavity. While I'm eating caviar, you dudes are driving Cavaliers. And you claim that you're flossing, bruv, what happened there? Chicks that act like they're not on it, there's nothing there. Cause when I drive past, why the hell do you stop it there? Big steeper spitting heat off from your speaker. Make it hot like Mexico with your Calibra. Calibra!
You like me?
Look at that fat boy in the mini Converse. Singing past like,
cool like me?
With a pinky ring clinging and best believe this is the beginning.
Cool like me?
Look at that fat boy in the mini Converse. Singing past like,
cool like me?
With a pinky ring clinging and best believe this is the beginning. Come on.
Scene 4, take 385. Shabba.
Got a Tetris thing, didn't
you? Yep. I was humming the whole day. It's like the breakfast cup at the moment. Oh, come on, you little tart bird. Oh, this is fun. It's all on tape, probably.
Oh, no, it's all going horribly wrong! Oh no, it's gone horribly back to order. Chaos has now been consumed by law and order. All right. Well
Dave, would you please explain why we just played Tetris theme?
As whistled by Tom. In fact, who's not wearing his lever anymore. Tom! Right.
I'm hot.
I know. That was a live recording from some filming we did, and we just found it on Tom's computer lying around, and it was a bunch of us guys doing setting up a shot, and we just started, the Tetris theme started getting whistled in a very Breakfast Club style manner, and we just really wanted to play it, and apparently it might not have actually gone out over the transmitter. So if you didn't hear it, fgk at hotmail.co.uk, we can send it to you and you might have a giggle.
I just want to say thank you to Harriet because she bought me more teasers.
Harry, can we have some more Harry in the studio, please?
I love the fact you bought me more teasers.
Yeah, and James, apparently in the shop's listening, so hello.
Hello, James.
How are you doing?
That was maybe the mouthful of more teasers.
This is the Maltesers I bought from
the Union Shop.
Sure, we shouldn't be endorsing it. Let's endorse James. Hi, James.
Hi, James.
You're great. Who's James?
He works in the Union Shop.
Is he the handsome one? Mm. Oh, he's nice. Mm. Okay, we better put another song on before I start questioning my entire
being. What song
being.
Are we playing? Is it my
It's song? Your choice.
Oh, yes, it's my choice. This is my new favourite song. Normally, every couple of days, I find a new song and I just can't get enough of it. And today, my new song is Dance Dance by Fall Out Boy. I absolutely adore this.
Are we
going
to dance to it?
You can if you want. I might, because I enjoy it. But here we go. It's Dance Dance from Fall Out Boy.
She says she's no good with words, but I'm worse. Started out a joke of a romantic stuck to my tongue. I'm way down with words too overdramatic. Tonight is a can't get much worse. Worse no one should ever feel like it. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how your voice sounds. These words are all I have, so write them. So you need them just to get by. Dance, dance, we're falling apart to have time. Always fold just before you found out. Drink up its last call, last resort, but only the first mistake. I'm two quarters and a heart down, and I don't wanna forget how you.
Well, there you go. That was Fall Out Boy, Dance Dance. Sorry, I'm in the midst of Middle
East. Middle-y?
Middle-y?
Middle Earth? I'm caught in the midst of Middle Earth, and I'm looking where I can put my ring.
Sorry. No, I'm in the middle of munching on a Malteser.
It's all lavery and hot. Right.
Anyway, we're going to play some...
Right. We have an important shout-out. Right. I mentioned him last week, so you should all know who he is by now, because you should all have been listening to the podcast, and if you haven't been...
We will cry.
It's at shogradio.co.uk. Download it and then listen to it. Or, basically, today is a very important day in my family. It's not the most important day, but it's an important day. It's my brother's birthday today, Ian.
Happy birthday, David's brother, Ian.
He's 20 today.
Happy 20th.
And it marks the two-week period in the year where we are the same age for 2 weeks. It's very freaky. It's like twins, but we're not very dedicated to it. So, I wanted to play a song for him. But when I spoke this to you the other day, I found out that you actually have someone with a birthday.
Yes, I do. Unfortunately, he's not listening, but it was my dad's birthday yesterday. He was 41.
That's older than 20.
Really?
Is your mum still not getting any? Sorry, that's not how you phrased it, was it? Oh, that explains it. All right. Well, I'm actually not going to use that terminology. Okay, you know, this is just getting too complicated. I don't want to have Jerry Springer on FGK because it's too long a title. So, instead...
Yes, please don't bring up my parents.
They brought you up just fine. Look at you sitting there in all that lace. Anyway, the point is...
Oh, lace and leather.
May want to come over. Actually, no. So we're going to play... We're going to play the song for both of them. Ian, I'll hopefully be seeing you in a couple of days. Celebrate your getting around the sun another time. Just happy birthday, guys.
Yep.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, you just had a fart.
I did.
Look at the mouth of the Maltesers.
Okay, we're going to play this song now. It's a...
Happy birthday.
Fun happy birthday.
You know how to tell them.
I don't know, they're working.
Once a year we celebrate, we're stupid, had some plastic plates. The fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday,
now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday,
your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday,
you did not accomplish much. But you didn't die this year, I guess that's good enough. So let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone. If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get. And though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just cut the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Ralph, Bill, Bramden, Stanley.
Get yourself down to the Lytton Tree this Wednesday for our famous karaoke night. All drinks are just £1.75 from 8 through 10, and with you at the microphone, it's the best way to end your weekend. Don't forget, we also show all the big screen sporting fixtures during the day, and we're open till at least 1 a.m. The Lytton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Hello!
Hi, it wasn't quite as great as last week's Booty Station, but I had to have a little dance at that, so I hope you enjoyed it, boys.
I got it on video.
Seriously, people, you
filmed
to...
it?
Yeah.
Oh, ace!
Yeah, oh, good.
You can see the video.
No, you can see
us.
The video.
That was.
Yeah,
that was.
Don't forget tonight, also, the Lytton Tree is open tonight. 175 drinks. I don't know if there's any bands playing like last week.
Go and find out. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
just walk in the door
out.
And ask.
It is excellent in there. I go there quite regularly. I find it quite funny. But mind you, I only go there regularly because my mates work there.
Are you endorsing your mates? Shell, we have to give Shell a shout.
Yeah. Hi, Shell.
Hi, Shell.
Woo.
Right. That's about it. We have Maltesers and you don't. You've just got a jib. And the thing is, a lot of people won't know what that means, so they think it might be like a disease. So, okay, I want to go into a request. I've actually had a pre-show request. You can request. You could have requested at fgk@hotmail.co.uk, or we have the number, please, you.
Well, my name's Charlotte. Well done.
Right. It's the most abbreviated version.
All right, you can text the studio on 07757 454 668. Or you can email us at studio@sugarradio.co.uk or
fgk@hotmail.co.uk. So you can use them to talk to us. You know, tell us if you think this show is better than last week's show. Just tell us if you're listening. We'll try and read them out. Remember, that's how you enter the competitions. We're looking for funny Cockney rhyming slang ideas, like apple and pears with stairs and trouble and... Trouble and Strife is wife and dog and bone is phone. If you can come up with one, you can win Biggie, the Cor Blimey stuff that we're, and you know, freebies exclusive he's given. If you give us an email, what you might think, because we have been having a discussion about swearing on the radio. We're not allowed to do it. Right.
There's a very good reason for
that. There is a very, very good reason, and we're not going to say that it's a bad reason, it's a fantastic reason, and I fully endorse not swearing or saying anything else, like I might have said last week. But, If you've got an idea of some interesting substitute swear words for us, like schwam, we thought that was a great one. And what else do we have?
Frel.
Frel. Yeah, Tom's a big Farscape fan, so there you go, Tom. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, you frelling Snarlack. Right. Nice one. So get in touch with the competitions. If you want to play Movie Buffs, get up here. But if you want to give us a Cockney rhyming slang idea, an embarrassing or funny things, or a substitute swear word, and we have another feature, sheep in the show. If you find where the sheep... Don't do stealth disco on me. If you want to know what stealth disco is, it's fgk@hotmail.co.uk. Right, we've got sheep in the show. It's another competition.
Very funny movements behind Dave.
Oh, it's called gyrating. It's what's making me speed up. Yeah, so if you can find, we've hidden the sheep in the show. If you find the sheep, text us, tell us what song. Tell us what song that the sheep is hidden in, and you win a prize. We've got loads of prizes. We've got MOT demos, Pressure 2 Records compilations, albums, T-shirts from a company we mentioned a lot last week. We're not going to mention now. The Hayes EPs and signed FGK prizes. So you know we've got a lot to give away. So get in touch, get involved, get into FGK's Chaz and Dave. Now I've got a request. This is for Richie.
The Hand That Feeds.
It's a Nine Inch Nails song, so if we just get that kicking in. Rich,
indeed.
Are you listening? How you doing, pal? I told you, I promised I'd play this, and thanks a lot for actually picking a Nine Inch Nails song that is as mainstream friendly as possible.
Mainstream friendly.
You're a beautiful, beautiful man.
Inside your heart, it is black and it's hollow and it's cold.
Okay, that was The Hand That Feeds by Nine Inch Nails.
For Richie. Thanks, Richie.
For Richie.
You got a shout-out?
I have a shout-out from two very good friends of mine, Ray and Carl. Get on with your work right
or,
now.
Or, instead, they could come up, stop working, come up here and win on Shug.
Why don't you come up?
For movie buffs.
Be fixed.
You could put it on extenuating circumstances. I had to get a big Shug hug from FGK's Chaz and Dave. Tom, the Golden Boy Wonder, and Harry, the Corpse Bride. I'm sorry, I can't really think of a better one off the top of my head. But you made a really good Corpse Bride at Halloween, that's why I'm giving you that name.
I'd like to ask the audience, if anyone's being really friendly, could they all go get me some Maltesers? Please, and bring them up to C3, whatever.
C309. And whilst you're here, take part and win our movie buffs.
Go get us some Maltesers, come up here and take part. I'll love you for it.
Can we have another soundbite in a minute?
Yes, we can. We are going to have one of the...
We can't say the name. You should know who they are. Cause
7 or 3, one. Pick one, because we've already played 9.
Nine.
No, we've already played 9.
All right, 7.
Okay,
7 should be right.
Let's see.
Oh, Lionel! We're not...
What's the matter, Snarf?
You got a cold.
Much. I want to play that one again later on because it's really funny.
Yeah, you can find these
on the web actually. These are from their actual recordings from when they were used to make Thundercats.
Oh.
And they're mock-ups. We can't play them all because some of them have got bad language.
They're outtakes though.
They're outtakes, And you can watch. They're actually Flash videos, and you can watch them, and they're absolutely hilarious. We found them last year, so look them up if you're into Flash videos and stuff like that. Look them up. It's just Thundercats outtakes. It's worth a look at. It's really funny. What's it? Samoflange. That'll mean something to you once you've watched it. Have you got a song you want to play, or can we go into something else?
I would like to listen to your mashup. Actually.
Okay. Well, I want to make a very strong comment on this one. We've got another text in. Can we read it out now?
No.
Can you check it?
Who it's from.
Check it to see if it's dirty first.
No, I can't say it.
You can't say. Can I read it?
My friend Luke. By the way, I know you're listening. Please don't send me through text messages.
Let me see it.
No, you can't.
Luke, you're a very naughty boy. You should come up here for a spanking and a prize-winning opportunity on Shug.
Well, Luke, I'll be talking to you later about your language.
Right. So, let's get this on. This is a mashup. If you just whack it in for us and start it up.
I want to see how this goes. It's Beyonce versus Jimi Hendrix.
It out with a foxy lady.
It looks so interesting.
Keep the fader up for us. Right, the reason we're playing this is we played Boogie Station last week. It was dedicated to the Charlie's Angels of Stafford University. That's Nina, Barbara and Jess. And in the chaos that was last week, if you hear the podcast, you know how bad it was. We forgot to mention it. So I'm making last week's Boogie Station and this week's Workout with Foxy Lady for those girls. If you're listening, hi. If you're not, well...
Can't wait for the bedroom, so just hit the floor. All right.
What starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about the other
things?
He's
a cookie monster.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Or the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C!
You fancy yourself as the next Madonna, Shane or Girls Aloud? Get yourself down to the Lytton Tree this Wednesday for our famous karaoke night. All drinks are just £1.75 from 8 through 10, and with you at the microphone, it's the best way to end your weekend. Don't forget, we also show all the big screen sporting fixtures during the day, and we're open till at least 1 a.m. The Lytton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
All right, now, are we cool now? We back? Wow, that was fun. What do you reckon of that? You hear?
I reckon you're an idiot, though.
hey, you're the tech boy.
By the way, I enjoyed the cookie song, I must admit, because Cookie Monster is my favourite out of Sesame Street, even.
Sesame Seed? What?
I am completely lost.
T is for Tars. As in you. As in you.
I am.
Right, well. I'm trying to find this listing stuff.
I wonder if Harriet's listening in the shop. She's gone to get some more tea.
She's probably there chatting to that handsome James going, yeah, I know those guys, yeah. Claim to fame, the idiots on the third floor in C309, where competitions are happening, where you can speak to us. Is it radio-friendly message? No.
It's Ray.
Who's Ray?
She says, sing C for the cookie.
Did you like it?
Did you like it, Ray? Do text us.
Who's Ray?
My friend. I told you, the one who emailed us.
Is she the sexy one?
She wants more Backstreet Boys.
She is the sexy one. Do you know what? Can I have the number off the phone?
Yeah, sure.
I'll get to her later. Right, I've got more important issues. We're a very political station.
Can you just quickly give people details?
Please, yeah, do that. Well, Tom eats the rest of my Maltesers.
Okay, you can contact Shug FM on text 07757 454 668 or email us at studio@sugradio.co.uk or...
Well, I'm just laughing because I ate all the Maltesers before Tom can have them. But if you aren't interested in Maltesers, you can FGK us at fgk@hotmail.co.uk.
I forgot someone very special. I've just been told off by Tex.
Really? What did you forget? Yeah.
I forgot to give a shout out to my friend Lindsay.
Oh, yeah, you bint. Is it from Lindsay? Can we have a shout out from your email? What's the email?
Hi, Lindsay. By the way, I love you.
my aunt, if you were listening last week, I did a song for my aunt. She's supposed to go in surgery. She still hasn't had it. That's how bad the NHS or another medical supplier of the national system might have been responsible for. So that's just really mean. So I just want to give her a shout out and say, you're ace. Okay, we're going to go. Now this is time to get political. It's time to get serious. As you may or may not know, I was running for the elections.
Yes, you were.
And I won. I won the programme area rep. So I'd like to thank everyone now for voting.
What are you then?
I'm the programme area rep for the FCET school. So basically, if people...
You're basically a rep for our faculty.
So if you have a problem with the course and stuff like that, then all your tutors, your modules, come to me and I represent you on your council.
You've started something with me now.
Really? Well, I'm sure you're going to start writing a list. So that's... In fact, we've got another interesting point that comes off of that, because we want to start talking about how we can keep Shug alive later on in the show. But GK, the actual GK, not FGK, the better one, they emailed me and they wanted to do an interview. So I had to do an interview. I did it through email, and the first question they asked me, now I don't know if you saw my picture, if you go onto the Students' Union website, you'll find my name's David Kirkwood, you'll see my picture, and the first question they asked me was...
They didn't ask any rude questions. Did they?
They asked some very rude questions, so I'm a bit annoyed, and the first question they asked me, actually quite funny, was, do you realise your picture makes you look like a 70s porn star? Now, if you want to know that, what that picture that is, email is at fgk@hotmail.co.uk, and I'll send it to you so you can have a giggle. Now, this was sent by Ellen Marie Kennedy, who is in charge of GK News. So my answer to her, if you look in GK News, she's the girl on the second page, always kind of posing like, so that's who sent it to me.
If you could see that right now, you would all be...
Yeah,
you yourself,
right. You would boycott the paper. you should, right? Anyway, the point is, she knows this is our site, this is our station, because they didn't like the fact that we were FGK.
Well, to be honest, I think at the end of the day, I think it's all fairness.
It is. It's all good. This is not an attack on GK. This is not even an attack on anyone who works GK. If you do it, I pity, you know, I sympathise with you. It must be horrible, but. You know, come down to Stoke. We've got Shug. And I don't really mean that. This is—it's all been fun.
It's all fun
against GK, FGK. It's just the two sides.
It's
a bit of rivalry.
To test out, really,
but to get even, I thought it was time to get even. So, in her question was, "Do you realise your picture makes you look like a 70s porn star?" My answer to that, which is going to be in GK News, I don't know if it's going to be printed. That's why I'm telling you now. So, my question was, "Do you realise yours makes you look like a second-rate Kelly Osbourne?" I've got a song to sort of play for GK, to say, hey, it's all a giggle, and I'll make my complaint official. So this is for you, at GK.
I should do it differently. I don't necessarily agree. Stand up, sit down, be nice. Did you hear me ask for your advice? Don't bother trying to tell me your beliefs. Blah 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 blah. That's what it sounds like you said to me. You nag and you brain hack gag. There's so much beauty in what we have. You must have better things that you can do. Or does your love revolve around me too? What you want when
I... We've lost the track. So F U Ellen and F G K, yeah.
There you go, that was Kelly Osbourne and Shut Up. That was a personal song to...
That makes us even, the score is set, the line is drawn. I hope you had a good go at that. If you didn't, well, you know what? T.S. Right, so what have we got next? I don't know, is it from my list?
It is from your list, Chick.
Okay, where are we?
Funny!
Oh, can we play the next soundbite?
Yes, we can.
Yes, please. This is for anyone who knows what it is. If you don't get it, then I'm sorry, but, you know. Hey, pay more attention.
First you want to kill me, now you want to kiss me. Blow.
You almost had to fit it in. Can we hear it again?
Yeah, sure.
And then we can have Dan's track if you can start getting ready to go.
First you want to kill me, now you want to kiss me. Blow.
Fantastic. Right. Anyway, we got. Oh, we got another text in. What's the text? Is it radio friendly? We're just checking it over. Have we got any emails or anything to yell out? Or
no.
Harry, do you want to yell anything out? Beams.
Hey, Di.
Hey, Di. Hey, Di. Di, can you let us know if anyone actually is listening in Germany? Apparently, we do have some German listeners. Email us fgk@hotmail.co.uk because we want to see just how far we are taking over the globe. Because GK gets about as far as, well, here it's about a 20-mile radius. We had someone in Bournemouth last week, and now we might have someone in.
I had one of my friends who's actually in Lincoln. Who said he was listening from Wales.
We had people in Wales. We've actually already gone from England into Wales, but that was last week. That was on Ordination.
I don't know if my mates are listening, but my mates Lou and Scott, who are at Lincoln University, Scott does his own show called Siren Online, and I've made him...
I don't know.
Well, I've made him listen to our show.
Oh, does he like it?
He listened to it on podcast, I think.
Did he say it was really good, but who's that guy who keeps speaking?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to him. He just said he really liked it.
Because you do sound a bit like a bloke on the air. No, I'm only kidding. That was a really cheap and low joke. All right, let's get the next track on. It's Dan's track. There is no name for this, right? If you're listening, Dan, this is a guy who's over last year. He was in Subculture, which is now gone and... Unfortunately, but we represent him. He's given me a bit of his mixtape. If you like it, we can't really play it all. It's a radio edit. It's actually quite good. I don't really like this kind of music, but we are representing. So we're going to play a little bit from Dan's track.
I must admit to you, I don't actually know what track that is.
Okay, it should be called this track. Keep looking.
Okay.
I don't really know what it's called. It might just be done by number. Go into the folder that has all the work in order. It should be called Dan's track. And while I carry on explaining... Okay, so Dan, we promised a place for him because, you know, his housemate, he's a nice guy, and, you know, we think that if you know, if you like Subculture, if you're a DJ or something, and you want to keep it going because someone needs to come over and keep that, you need to be represented. So we're going to play this. If you like this, contact us at fgk@hotmail.co.uk because I'll get Dan to sort you out a mix. He's got a massive library of mixes he does, and he's, you know, for a DJ, he's a blinder. He's a fantastic guy, and he's really good.
I can't believe your song is now playing.
Is it really? Let's get it on. This is,
I'm the writer of happiness.
fgk@hotmail.co.uk. We'd love to get you in touch with Dan, and he'll give you his details, and he'll get, you know, he's just got so much. If you like it, he's happy to give you a gift. This one's a promo. It doesn't cost you nothing.
Okay, well, I've got a mouthful of more cheeses.
Mouthful of something, baby.
Right, a friend of mine has messaged me, and she wanted a song called Joey Negro, Come On Baby, Make A Move On Me. But unfortunately, we do not have that on our records, which is very naughty of me, because I should have it. But I'm going to play her something that we regularly hear in New York, New York, and we do a funny dance to. So, Lindsay, I hope you enjoy this.
Is the bouncer asking if you're carrying any drugs, or you've got steel toe caps?
No, it's just a very funny dance that we do.
Ask me that. It must be the hair.
Anyway, this is Destiny's Child, Lose My Breath, and I hope you enjoy it, Lindsay.
Sexy. FGK, excellent! Can we have that again? Can you make that play again?
I can try it again?
Everyone shut up! Please.
Yeah, that was enough. Right, okay. Moving on, because we have so much to cover and so much loving to give to you and
Lindsay,
your ears.
I hope you get a bit better instead of pulling muscles while you're dancing around your front room.
Over that, someone was actually dancing to the song we were playing. Someone was grooving to Chug FM. As FGK's Chaz and Dave, and they pulled the muscle. I want to give another shout out because the posse down in London, as far as I know, it's Paddy and James. Hey, boys. Give love to the family for us. I ain't seen you all in time. Maybe I'll see you over the weekend. I might be popping by and throwing sticks at you. I don't know. I say sticks. I was going to say something else, but it's not radio friendly. You are barons. You are the posse barons, and no one else understands what that means. That's just tough. I've got a song you guys will know coming up in a minute. But first, I just want to play a song for everyone in London, especially my dad, who apparently made a really great effort to try and deal with the internet to listen to last week's show. He couldn't hear it. And I just felt... I was really touched that he listened. We didn't have that much in common. He hates the internet, so you know it was just a nice moment that he could be proud. And I was very touched that he listened.
This is a Cockney song
because it's this for everyone in London. I was going to play. Me and my dad have a war, right? A song called Downtown Train. The original was by a fellow called Tom Waits, and there was a very popular cover by Rod Stewart.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I forgive you. You're lovely. I'm going to come over there and forgive you, lovely. Right. Oh, it's just like Blind Date, the one that's on after 10 p.m. Watershed. Right, anyway, yeah. So I was going to... me and my dad have this war. He's never even heard the Tom Waits version, but he says Rod Stewart's is better, and I say Tom Waits is better. But we didn't have time to play that and this, so I want to especially dedicate this to my dad, but to everyone in London who is listening, podcast or live, just thanks. This is for you. This is Cockney Rebel. Come up and see me. You munch the Maltesers, baby.
I will. I'll play the song first.
We should get a webcam. We could make money selling the way you munch Maltesers. On the hey, we're already on the internet. So, are we playing? Are we already on? So, guys, thanks for listening. It's FGK, Chaz and Dave. We've got a competition. We've got a competition winner we're going to mention in a minute.
Paul the Rebel to the floor. The game, no matter what you say, the only metal, what a bore. Blue eyes, blue eyes, how can you tell so many lies? Come up and see me, make me smile. What you want, running wild. There's nothing left, all gone and run away. Maybe you'll tarry for a while. It's just a test, a game for us to play. Win or lose, it's hard to smile. Resist, resist. It's from yourself you have to hide. Oh, come up and see me to make me smile. I do what you want, but
I could play that, I just don't want to. I just wish I could watch you watch those movies again. How did they think?
There ain't no more. You've taken everything. My belief in.
We're just gonna keep talking during songs. Although there ain't gonna be much time. This is one of the best songs. We started the whole American pop band thing, where you can sing out of tune. It's still really good. Walking with a really lazy voice.
I
want to spank your vocals. They're so sexy. It's like the movie guy. The summer. Rip that board. Chaz and Dave.
There you go, that was Steve Harley and Cockney Rebel, Make Me Smile, well, in fact,
Come Up to C309. That was not a cheesy link, I just made it up on the spot. That's pretty much how this show works. Right, we've actually got a winner. You're wearing the glasses!
I am wearing glasses.
And Tom's not wearing leather, but I still want to touch you. Hey, right, and
please,
Harry, I just dream about you nightly. Sorry, Di, but it's true. Anyway, right, we've got a winner, right? Oh, sorry. The Biggie's Prizes has gone. Biggs Prizes has gone. Corp Lime we played earlier. It's gone to an email. To win the Biggs Prize was Cockney Rhyme and Slang. And this is kind of cheap because it's one that I particularly like anyway. But because someone else has actually sent this in, I'm just deciding they've won automatically. So Nina has texted in. Emailed in. And her idea of a great new Cockney Rhyme and Slang is you're a James. As in, you're a James Blunt. As in, James Blunt is a... I'm not going to say the last word because it's not radio friendly.
I will hit you.
Well, let's just say if we were on Tuesdays rather than Wednesdays, I'd say see you next Tuesdays. So, Nina has won. Thanks a lot. You've won. We've got more prizes to come. Up and see me in C309. Yeah, okay. Boys, the Barons, the Posse at home. I hope Osborne's there and Juan. But this is a really funny track, and I just want to play this. Hopefully, it'll weird you out. If you're driving us, just pulling over now. Enjoy it. Are we playing the track? Because it's just the. Are we on? Can you hear? Are we playing the Death of Donkeys? It's such a weird song that.
It's playing now.
Okay. Why?
Just
Well, that was for the Baron Posse, as
yep,
far as I know.
In London.
From, in London, from Dave. He's can't be here right now. He's gone to find certain people.
Contestants. I'm contestants. Taking his place.
Yes, we have Harry.
Hello.
Absolutely gorgeous. Basically, don't forget, you can still contact us, 07757454668, or email us studio@sugradio.co.uk. Do you want to do the F?
Or fgk@hotmail.co.uk. Get Ace. Emailing now.
Please do, we would like your request. We've only got 15 minutes left. Coming up is the Joe and Lee show, yay. So please enjoy, but please stick around until 7. I'm going to play another song. Don't know quite what one to play. What one do you think we should play? Do you think?
Whatever.
How about a bit of Evanescence?
Yes, that will do. That'll be fine.
Here's a bit of Evanescence.
Tell you what I've done for you. 15,000 tears I've cried. Screaming, deceiving, and bleeding.
Yourself as the next Madonna, Shane or Girls Aloud, get yourself down to the Lytton Tree this Wednesday for our famous karaoke night. All drinks are just £1.75 from 8 through 10, and with you at the microphone, it's the best way to end your weekend. Don't forget, we also show all the big screen sporting fixtures during the day, and we're open till at least 1 a.m. The Lytton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
There we go. That was Evanescence. I'm going under. We'd like to mention a few things that are happening. Tonight at Chicago is comedy night, 8 p.m. £6 on the door. All profits go to Save the Children. So please go down there, have a laugh. It's well worth the money. Another thing I just want to quickly promote is that it's Ultimate Halls night tomorrow night at the university, Thursday the 30th, which is obviously tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is.
As always.
As always.
Day off.
Oh
today.
God, Dave has returned.
I have, and I'm breathing deeply, like I can't really use the word. It begins with a P after a hard night's shifting, or something to that extent.
Yeah. So Ultimate Halls is on tomorrow night, 8:30 till late. Don't forget, it's basically about your halls, past and present. So basically, if you were living in Eccleshall, like I was last year, you'd have to go dressed up as Elvis.
Uh-huh.
Or if you lived in Ranton, you'd have to go and dress up as a robbers or cops.
I want to go as
basically,
Navy.
There's a list around the university of what you'd your fancy dress is. Now I'm going to introduce you to Harry.
Yep.
He's going to talk about a group, is it Toulouse?
Spider Jerusalem. They're a Bournemouth band. I'm going to play a song for you. It's called What's Number One. Vocalist is Liz, bass Mickey, drums Jamie, and lead guitar, the only Matt I know who's not a prink. So yeah, put on the song. Hey guys. We had to cut that short because we're running out of time.
But if you want more, I'm certainly going to try and get a copy of the guys. I really enjoyed listening to the Hot Demos. Four tracks and it's all really, really good.
Unfortunately, guys, we only have 5 minutes left.
We're going to push it, But if you guys want to know more about that CD, then email us at fgk@hotmother.co.uk and we'll get back to you after the show. Right.
Don't forget, you can still contact us on 07757454668 or email us at studio@sugarradio.co.uk.
Have we got my next request? Oh, at fgk@hotmail.co.uk, whatever. Right, now... I've got another request. Have we got it lined up from the pen? Okay, this is for Geeta, who's asked for this. She specifically asked for this song, the original, not the BEP, Black Eyed Peas' new version. Have we got it loaded up, ready to go? Don't forget, by the way, Sheep in the Show is still going. If you can text us to tell or email us
where we've hidden the sheep in the show, when you hear it, you'll win a prize. We've got a goodie bag. We've also given away a goodie bag to Jeremy, who has given us a text for the most embarrassing thing we could have done on the air, which I thought was quite funny because it played off of Nina's James Blunt Cockney rhyme and slang. His idea was the most embarrassing thing we could say on the air is call James Blunt by his Cockney alternative. So I think that deserves the prize. I'm not going to say what it is. You have to work it out for yourself. James is in James Blunt, is in James Blunt, is a... Right, now, this is for Geeta. Thanks for playing this song. Love you, babes. Going to hope to see you soon. Keep up London Massive.
Everybody,
is,
we call it a robbery!
Any of you pricks move! And I'll execute every mother last one of you!
That was for you, Geeta. Sorry, can't play the full version because we really ran out of time. Okay, fine. Anything we need to cover before we finish the show? Because we
no,
have to get out.
Please stay tuned. We have got Joe and Lee show next. What have you got
for us, roughly?
All I gotta say is try Stevens live. You know it makes sense. You've got to try it. Come on, bring it on. We've got some cracking songs, including the one a great clubbing song. Stay tuned.
Yeah,
for
please,
it.
Please do. That's you're on from seven.
Yeah, FGK.
Yeah, no problem, man. So we have to get you off so quick. We're just trying to make sure people hang on. Listen to Shag next for Joe and Lee Show or Lee and Joe. So whichever way it goes around, we don't mind because it's good in any position. Right, like many things. Right, now, we want to keep Shag alive. You want to keep Shag alive. I know we've got the guys from Fresh who want to do it. And
God. We definitely want to keep Shag
so
alive.
So if you're interested...
We want to come back next week.
If you're interested, it's... just email us at fgk@hotmail.co.uk to sort out your own show. We're going to try and keep it alive even before the end of this academic year ends. When we come back in September, hopefully Chris will pimp more on that when you're on, if you would. Be so kind. Thank you, Chris. And
Chris, we wanted to stay.
So we have to get out of the way now for the next show, which might be better than ours.
Okay,
I'm not promising. This song represents everything we want to keep Child alive and keep going. Thanks to everyone who's in. We'll email you to let you know who's won the prizes from the shows and... Thanks for listening. Keep listening to Shag.
Well, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's listened today and everyone who's messaged us. And I'd like to thank everyone who's listened for the last couple of weeks because it has been
And Tom,
excellent.
Shell and Harriet, thanks for coming in and making this show
it's
as
ace.
Sweaty as it's been.
Great.
Right.
It's been a lot of fun working with you people.
Yeah. Thanks for being our mascot, Harry. You look so good. I want to take you home and promote you all by myself. Right, now let's go.
We'll leave it there, but thank you very much.
Remember
listening.
FGK.
Yeah, remember it all, and here's a good tune for you.
That was fun.
I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. Just give me a call.
87.7 Sugar FM.
If you fancy yourself as the next Madonna, Shane or Girls Aloud, get yourself down to the Lytton Tree this Wednesday for our famous karaoke night. All drinks are just £1.75 from 8 through 10, and with you at the microphone, it's the best way to end your weekend. Don't forget, we also show all the big screen sporting fixtures during the day, and we're open till at least 1 a.m. The Lytton Tree, Riverside, Stafford. Great entertainment every night of the week.
Sugar FM.
Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest. This is Sugar FM Music. This is Sugar FM Music. This is Sugar FM. Now, here comes another hour of Stafford's latest and greatest on 87.7. This is Sugar FM.